Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Football Wednesday. Joining us now, he normally does on Fridays, but we have him today because of the Friday game. It is Ron Jaworski. You can see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game shows. Jaws, thanks for joining us on this Wednesday.
My pleasure, Spike, and great to be with you guys. And happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and don't eat too much tomorrow.
Nah, we're going to do exactly that, Jaws.
Yeah, I
should say that. Eat all you want.
Well, let me ask you this, Jaws. You know, you coming out of the bye, or actually it was before the Packers game, you thought the Eagles were going to run the table. They had a couple of close wins over good teams, and then they lose to the Cowboys. My question is, has your confidence in the Eagles as a team this season been shaken based on what you've seen the last few weeks?
This last week against Dallas is where I'm shaken.
Yeah.
I started predicting that this team was going to run the table about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I felt really, really strongly about it. This is a really good roster, a really good coaching staff, and I felt this team was coming together. Now, there's always things you never know about, injuries and things like that always happen. But I thought from a talent standpoint, this team was going to run the table. I'm not talking about just winning. I'm talking about winning out. Run the table, hoist the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Unfortunately, they played sloppy down in Dallas, and you get an embarrassing loss.
They had a huge penalty problem, but I think in terms of NFL teams, they're sixth in most penalties per game. So that sloppiness, it was highlighted against Dallas, but that sloppiness has sort of been there all season long. If you're trying to think of a way to get this team together and back on track, and you see how the offensive line is struggling, and you see the issues that have been there through the first 11 games, what is the elixir to that? How does it get back on track?
I think from an offensive perspective, you know, you've got to open the game up. You know, we've lived on our running game. It was a catalyst to a Super Bowl championship last year. It's just not there this year. It's not. And, you know, all season long, you and your guys, as I listen to you guys, you feel the same way I do. You know, we got to get off this damn passing game and start opening this thing up. And we got to go to the passing game. Excuse me, go to the passing, because the running game is just not working right now. It's just not consistent enough. It starts with the offensive line. It's not the same offensive line we had last year, where we had a 2,000-yard running back. So I just think, you know, with the weapons we have, I think we got to go in this situation probably for the rest of the season. As I look at it, pass first, run second.
Oh, go ahead, Ike.
No.
Jalen is a good quarterback. He has, you know, at times they have had games where they've been pass first, but throughout his successes, you look at the successful versions of the Eagles team, they haven't really ever been pass first. Do you think it's in him, I guess, is the question.
There's no doubt. Jalen is playing darn good football. He's always played darn good football. I think maybe take the wraps off a little bit and say, like the game opened up again in Dallas. It was a passing game early. That's how we got the lead, by throwing the football. Then we kind of regressed a little bit and, you know, never got it going again. But once you get a team down, You got to put the pedal to the metal. You got to put your foot in their throat. You got to knock them out of the box. We allowed them to come back in the game. It's Dallas. It was Dallas week. How in Philadelphia we hate the Dallas Cowboys, and we let them off the hook. 21-0 it's an embarrassing loss. I was involved with a 23-0 lead that we gave up in 1985 to the Minnesota Vikings. I still remember it. It still hurts. Those are the ones that linger with you for a long time. So clearly, I think I'm not concerned about Jaden at all. Give him 30 pass game, give him 40 pass game. Like, I think he can handle it. There are some other concerns I have, but I'm not concerned about the quarterback.
Yeah, I was also a part of one of those leagues. I think I was a part of the team that the last time we gave up a 21-point lead. I think we were up 24-3 versus the Cardinals. That damn Jake Plummer, Marte Jenkins. Yeah, I still remember that game in the vet.
You can't let it go.
You can't let it go, man.
You blow a lead like that, man, and lingers with you for the rest of your life.
I think they beat us like either 25-24 or 26-24. It was terrible. My issue, Jaws, would be, and I understand everything you just said, I'm wondering, can we play clean enough football? Because I understand the X's and the O's and execution needs to be better, but we're also shooting ourselves in the foot with penalties and doing things pre-snap that puts us behind the sticks. I just wonder, can we clean that stuff up to where we're not beating ourselves? I felt like Sunday, 14 penalties, it felt like 10 of them had to be on the offense, the offensive side of the ball. We were as much of a detriment to ourselves as much as what Dallas did to come back in that game.
Well, sometimes you don't have to have talent. You make mistakes like that. That's not a talent mistake. That's a stupidity mistake. Lining up wrong, illegal procedure. Those are just beating yourself. They're dumb penalties.
Yep.
And we're having too many of those. Those are things you can't. How can you not line up right? It absolutely boggles my mind. You got guys being paid millions of dollars and you don't know how to line up right. It just those are things that really hurt our offense and hurt our defense. The penalties that really aren't inflicted by our opponent. They're self-inflicted.
Yeah.
Jaws, it's been surprising to me. I think one of the things we credit Nick Sirianni with is somebody who doesn't call the offense or doesn't call the defense. He is a culture and accountability guy. And the combination of just sort of leaks and finger pointing and then the things that you mentioned, the sort of, the penalties that are just, they're avoidable penalties. Mm-hmm. I've just been sort of surprised that all of those things have been hallmarks this year of a Sirianni team.
I mean, he has not been a team that always creates a lot of penalties. It's just not been that way with Nick. And I think it's not only is he one of the best coaches in the league, I think the staff is one of the best coaching staffs in the league. That's why it's sometimes puzzling to me when you have these unforced errors, these unforced mistakes, because I know they're being coached. I'm not going to say the guys are rockheads. They're not. These are smart athletes that are playing football for a living. But the mistakes that are being made are just crazy. And I think there's always some culpability to the coaching staff as well. No one's perfect. Mistakes are going to be made. In fact, I thought the third down play was a poorly designed play where Jalen was sacked late in the game. I thought it was a poorly designed play in that situation. Number one, Saquon Barkley's out on the field, which I absolutely boggles my mind. But that's another
exactly.
point. That's a substitution question. But the play, when I went and looked at the tape, and I probably spent an hour on one play because I thought it was a key play of the game. We can put the game away by getting in field goal range and we win the game. But they line up in a formation which is fairly simple. They run a slant to Ajan to his left. Now the problem is you got a deep curl pattern to Smitty on the right, but he's going 16 yards. So the timing of the routes do not match up. So Jalen has to, in a shotgun, he takes a little quick three steps. He's going to try to get the ball to AJ. And duh, what do you think AJ's going to run? A slant. I mean, game on the line, that's what they're going to do. The corner played it beautifully. The linebacker took away, as Ike would know, he got that inside curl, that slant route. He takes it away. Our quarterback has to reset. Jalen has to reset and go from three step to five step. And all of a sudden, the pressure gets to him. He's not able to get the Dallas Goedert who's open. But Smitty's route is so deep, he can't get to him. So the timing just didn't work out with the drop of and design of the play.
So, Josh, let's talk about the Bears a little bit. They are 8-3. They have allowed more points than they've scored. What are we looking at with this Bears team on Sunday, or on Friday, rather, as a challenge for the Eagles?
Well, their quarterback's grown up, and Ben Johnson is a quarterback guru. He did a great job with Jared Goff in Detroit. He's doing the same thing with Caleb Williams. They have excellent wide receivers. They have a really strong running game. We all know DeAndre Swift can run the football. They got a guy they drafted in the seventh round a year ago, Kyle Monongai, who's been been coming on with them. So they've got a good offense, not a great offense. They've got a good defense, not a great defense. But you know what it's like when you start to win, when you've been losing for a long time and you start to win, you start to feel invincible. And that's where they are right now. They've won games they should have lost. But when you've got things going in the right direction, when you believe in each other, you believe in the coaching staff, and you hold hands and go out there and win games, that carries over to the next week. So they're not a great, talented football team. Yeah, they're a talented football team, but we should beat them. But if we don't play the way we can play, we will lose the game, plain and simple. If we make mistakes and have dumb penalties and turn the ball over, we will lose to them.
Yep.
Jaws, before you give your prediction, which we'll ask you for, I have to say, and I told Jason Avant earlier, I was incredibly entertained by the NBC Sports Philly post-game show against the Cowboys.
Hey, man, yeah, y'all was on fire Sunday night, y'all. Seriously, man.
Normally, I'll flip it on. I'll see, you know, hear what you guys have to say, talk, hear the post-game interviews. But you guys were, I mean, it was, I think I saw you're in your eyes at one point. You were like, what is going on here? You guys were, it was outrageous.
I go watch myself sometimes. There's language that wouldn't be, but I was so ticked off. Obviously, when we first came on, you could probably sense I was furious. The game had just ended.
Yep.
They come right just after the game, and we had just blown a 21-point lead to the dreaded Dallas Cowboys. It hadn't sunk in with me yet. It hadn't happened to me yet. And I just exploded, man. And everyone felt the same way. We just blew it. 21-point lead against the Dallas Cowboys. Everyone's kind of furious. I'm sure the fans felt the same way.
Oh, no, we all felt the same way. Yeah. Everybody felt the same way.
I loved it. Sure. It was like you were competing against who was the maddest, and then Rube joined in. It was something to watch.
It was like, give me that camera.
Yes, yeah. So, all right, so give us your prediction for Friday's game, Joss.
I think we get back on track, and I still have great belief in this football team. I think it's one of the best teams in the NFL. It's not the best team in the NFL, but my words mean absolutely nothing. They've got to go out and play to that standard, play to that ability, and make no excuses. So I still got them getting back on track. 35-21. The offense comes to life.
All right, Jaws. Well,
I
am hoping for a entertaining but less eventful post game show with you guys. On Friday. Yes. All right, Jaws. Thanks.
And all right, happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Thanksgiving to you guys and your audience.
All right. Yep. Happy Thanksgiving, Jaws. Thanks very much. All right. 215-592-9494. Now, Thanksgiving's tomorrow, which means Black Friday is Friday. The good thing is that the Black Friday mega sale from National Appliance Warehouse, you could go over there today.
Yes.
You could go over there today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why wait?
No, why wait till Friday?
You don't want to be up at 4 in the morning.
Now
they'll be open, of course.
Yeah,
but
not
like,
at 4 in
not
the morning.
Not at 4 a.m., but they'll be there for Black Friday.
They will be there, but you could go over there today if you wanted to.
Don't waste the Black Friday mega sale that's going on right now at National Appliance Warehouse. You've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse. You're probably curious, like, should I go?
Yes!
Get there right now. 40% off on over 100 brands, including Whirlpool Appliances right now at National Appliance Warehouse. So your dollars already stretching further. They're in tax-free Delaware. They have Price Assure. They have the Black Friday mega sale, so they got you covered from that aspect. They got you covered on appliances. Over 100 brands in their 15,000 square foot showroom. Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, all of that at National Appliance Warehouse. But on top of that, they got you covered with an industry-leading service team there to take care of you. It's a difference-making experience. You walk in, they're having a good time. They're serious about selling you appliances and making sure that they're getting you the right appliance. They take care of it all from installation, delivery, the whole nine yards at National Appliance Warehouse. You can learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, so what we're talking about today is like sort of, what is your confidence that they're not going to crumble this year, the Eagles? And next question is your hottest food take for Thanksgiving tomorrow. We do have a black Philadelphia Eagles crew neck to give away. We do have a skull cap to give away. And you can get your black Eagles stuff if you are going to the game and you're participating in the blackout, which they'd like you to, at all the Eagles pro shops. Before we get back to the phones, Ike, I was thinking about this while Jaws was talking, and I've been thinking about it all week. And I do think Nick Sirianni is a good head coach, 100%. Mm-hmm. But I just keep thinking about this merry-go-round that we're going to go through every single year with the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And even if, let's say Kevin Petullo ends up really good at it. Mm-hmm. Well, he's gone.
Yeah.
As the way the NFL is today, if you're a great offensive coordinator, you are going to become an in-demand head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, thinking ahead, try to think about how sustainable it is to get a new offensive coordinator every year who is good enough to be the offensive coordinator for a team that's competing for a Super Bowl. And I'm not saying that Nick, I don't know what the solution is. Because
I was going to say, what's the solution?
Well, it's not, like, I'm not saying move on from Nick. It's not what I'm saying. But,
sure.
But I wonder if you go back, you know, when Nick first gave up play calling duties, it was very early in his career.
Mm-hmm.
And I understood why they do it. It ended up being the right move. But they got sort of lucky in that they had a great offensive coordinator there in Steichen, and mm-hmm. it ended up working out. I wonder if in the offseason they sort of, if this season doesn't work out the way that we hope, if you're confident in Nick Sirianni as the head coach of your football team moving forward, if they readdress the idea of Nick Sirianni being the offensive coordinator, or maybe not in name, you know, because Andy always has an offensive coordinator, but
right.
We know.
I know what you're saying. He's the play caller, though.
He's the play caller.
Yeah.
Because we talk about culture, but he is an offensive head coach. As, you know, as Mike Mayock mentioned, he was a quarterback coach for Philip Rivers in San Diego. He was offensive coordinator for Philip Rivers, Andrew Luck, and who's the Jacoby Brissett in Indianapolis, but does come from the Gannon tree. So you would expect that he has the knowledge in there. Maybe early in his career, he did not have it took a little bit for him to get his feet under him as a head coach. Maybe he didn't have the wherewithal to do both. Maybe the job was too big at that moment for him to be the head coach who sets the culture, but also the offensive coordinator. And maybe at this point in Nick Sirianni, I'm trying to think if you're Nick Sirianni and you want not just job security, everybody wants job security, but stability within your organization to have a constant thread, especially with the offense, if it is the right thing to rethink his role and whether at this point in his career, with all of the experience he has, with the respect that he has gained within the building, if the right thing might not be not just for Nick and his job security, but for the organization, for Nick Sirianni to readdress, maybe my offensive coordinator is there as my partner, but as far as the play calls go, as far as what the offense is, that is me. I wonder.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Would they give it a shot? They could. Would it be successful? I'm not so sure about that. It takes a lot to be a play caller in this league. And there aren't many. We used to think everybody was. See, that was the idea. Have your head coach be your play caller. I don't know how many play callers are actually head coaches, one. Secondly, how many of them actually are good at it?
At both.
That's what I mean. That's
at
what
both.
I'm saying. Like, yeah, like you could be the play caller, but what's your team look like? Like Mike McDaniels is the play caller in Miami. Okay, what does that do for his team?
Right. Well, yes. Now, the thing that Nick has that Mike McDaniels – now, that Dolphins team – seems to be fighting. They're not crumbling, right?
Sure.
But I would say the thing that we would worry about an offensive coordinator not having is the thing that I think that Nick does have. It is the ability to manage the locker.
But when you're the play caller,
can you do
it
that?
Takes away. It just does. His responsibilities are different now. Because now he has to focus more on the flow of the game. They may do it. I just don't know if he's going to be good at doing it.
Yes. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I wonder, Jack, do you think... Do you think that it's possible that Nick Sirianni would be better at it now than he was when he first did it?
I would think so.
And let me throw this out there about Big Red. Big Red at some point became smart enough to know maybe I shouldn't handle all the play calling duties.
Sure, yeah.
Right? He's still the head coach and the overseer, and every once in a while he'll dip his toe in there, but he's had Matt Nagy, he's had other guys that have been OCs, and you see them calling plays, but you also see Andy will jump in there from time to time.
He might have learned that here.
That's what I'm saying.
With the time management?
Listen, remember he had the issues with time management and everything, so I just, everybody can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, everybody can't do it. And I don't know how many coaches out there are actually calling plays and being the head coach.
So it seemed like the league was kind of going away from it. But you look at the top three teams in the AFC right now. So Vrabel does not.
Mm-hmm.
Vrabel's defensive. But then Sean Payton does, and Steichen does. So yep. the three seeds. And then McVay, yeah. obviously.
Yep.
Ben Johnson now with the Bears. They're 8-3. Honestly, just depends if you get the right guy or not. Yeah.
I mean, Shanahan, yeah.
It
Shanahan.
Depends if you have the right guy or not, because the freaking Seahawks, they have Mike McDonald is like a defensive guy.
He's a defensive guy. Remember, it used to be you don't hire a defensive coach.
But the question would be, the Seahawks are having a good year this year. The question would be moving forward.
Sure, somebody's going
to
leave.
Are they able to do it are they able to be consistent in their ability to do that? And the same thing with Vrabel. They're having a great year this year. But
he didn't have to worry. Josh McDaniels won't get another head coaching spot.
Yes, they have one of those.
Strike two. Yeah. He's already had two strikes.
Every 6 years, one team's like, all right, is Josh McDaniels
maybe he's ready now.
Has he figured it out by now?
And he's a guy who's opposite. He's a better play caller.
Yes.
Than he is the head coach.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know, man. It's like, you know, and not everybody can have one of the great guys.
I'm telling you, bring in a guy like a Frank Reich.
Who doesn't want to be a head coach again?
He's not going to be a head coach
again. Right.
So he may just be one of those longtime offensive coordinators.
Like Marty was.
Yeah.
You know, Marty eventually got a shot with the Jets.
He got a shot. Yeah. And wasn't very, remember, he took, and this is back when, in overtime, it was sudden death. He took he decided to kick the ball because of the win in overtime. So he gave the
ball.
With
sudden death.
Yeah, with sudden death. He gave the ball to the other team because of the wind. That sealed his faith of ever being a head coach again.
That is overthinking it. That's overthinking it. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's interesting.
It's just I'm thinking about the franchise, the stability of the franchise, and I think
that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Meaning you're probably better off trying to see
if
Nick can do it.
Yeah.
Or you bringing in a young guy to do it who's looking to move on and still has aspirations of being a head coach, you're right. You're going to be dealing with this every year.
Well, I got a name if they fire Petrullo eventually.
Kelly?
I've been saying it for 3 years. It's not the Frank Reich kind of guy.
What you got?
G.J. Kinney?
It's G.J. Kinney.
Here we go.
But then G.J. wants to be. He's got a while before he is a head coach, though.
Yeah, I think it might be. Just look at this. Is anyone who thinks I'm crazy, look at the offense before and after G.J. Kinney arrives as offensive coordinator or head coach.
Dude, we're talking about Texas State here.
Yes, but he's been good at it everywhere.
I got another
name
for you.
He's been good at it everywhere.
How about Kafka?
I was just going to say Kafka.
Yeah. Well, as coordinator, he's going to be a head. He wants to be a head coach.
Yeah, but he's not.
You don't think so?
Nah. He can want to be whatever he wants.
Yeah. I think there's a chance they keep him as head coach of the Giants.
In New York?
Yes.
Wow.
In fact, I believe he would be the betting favorite to stay.
Wow.
I think they would, because I don't think Shane is going to go hire somebody
that's...
If they're leaving Shane in there...
That's his guy, too.
That's his guy.
Yeah.
And they let him fire the defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Or at least he owned it, that he was doing it.
Kafka said he fired the DC?
He said he made the decision. And,
come on, Mike.
Yeah, okay.
He did.
Well, I mean...
He owned it.
He said it, but he didn't fire the damn
thing.
He's an interim coach.
Yeah, yeah.
Interim coach is firing people? Holy cow. We're getting Dable here next year. That's who we're getting as our OC.
Hold on.
Bad in the building.
You think?
Bad in the building.
I think players like Dable. I think he's very good.
Other coaches. He does not. Him and Nick oil him wooden work.
And you did have that thing with him.
With
and,
Wink Martindale, too.
Wink Martindale.
And he wasn't the only coach that didn't like him.
He's the OC at this point, though. He's a little neutered.
Now I'm with Spike on this. Yeah, if he doesn't play well in the playpen with everybody,
not after. Maybe he's been humbled. Maybe he'll come in here, put his head down, whatever. I think he's and
maybe this is post Ozempic.
Well,
Dable.
And for as bad as a job as a head coach he did, their offense this year put up points even after everybody got hurt.
Sure,
you know, he was desperate this year. He made mistakes.
He just went in that tent.
Oh yeah,
and he kept running quarterback draws all the time.
Oh yeah, dude, he was. He was desperate. You want to see desperate head coach. He was desperate head coach.
I still can't believe he won that tent.
Oh, dude. And that is his excuse.
Is he coming back in or what? Yeah. Is he playing?
Well, his excuse was he was checking on him.
It's such a football guy.
Oh, yeah. You're checking on him?
Yeah, old school football.
Checking on him?
Is he good to go or not?
Yeah.
The guy's over there. How many fingers do you see?
Yeah. Meanwhile, Dable's whispering in his ear, three fingers. It's three. All right, 215-592-9494. A special Thanksgiving Eve edition of the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Jack asked for the spiciest food take on Twitter too. Well, I don't want to get to those now because I don't want to give away anybody's answer, but we will get to the other answers later. Let's do Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
The most prestigious award in sports media, the Eagles Insider of the Year. The scoops have been reported. The sources have not been revealed.
That's the wrong one. Did we just keep everything in the computer? I mean, that was for the award show last year, right?
It was. Yeah. Hold on.
Do you have the better one?
Yeah, here's the real one.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Now, Jack, I don't know if you noticed there. I blamed Battle instead of you on that one. I blamed him for keeping it in the computer instead of you for hitting the wrong one.
No, I take full responsibility for that. Mail it in Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, yep. Wow.
There you are. No. How is that different than your normal Wednesday?
That's not true.
Okay.
That's not true.
So we don't want the Eagles to crumble. However, if they do, the Insider of the Year competition is going to get stronger.
Well, and you could tell early, the reporters are tight.
Oh, they're very tight.
Fights at press conferences the last 2 weeks.
Yes. Vic Fangio is front row.
Oh, he
to that stuff. He loves it.
He's a puppet master, though.
Yeah, he loves it.
Yeah, he's a big fan.
He absolutely loves it.
And I'm noticing that it happens in his presser. It doesn't happen in anybody else's.
Nope. It's when Vic is there.
We did get a tense Nick, remember, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
We did get a tense Nick.
A little feisty Nick about the AJ stuff.
Not answering any more AJ questions.
Oh.
And look, we want him to win the Super Bowl, but I do want to say this. If the Eagles season does crumble, this offseason with the insider stuff, there's going to be AJ stuff, quarterback stuff, Petullo stuff, Sirianni stuff. There's going to be a lot of stuff for them to report on. And it better not all go to Schefter.
No, we don't want the national guys taking all of it.
No. Okay. So here are the power rankings for this week. Number 5, Elliot did reveal to us he is the strongest in press conferences in getting his question in. And he did tell Rube to shut up yesterday. That is John McMullen. Now, did he have any scoops? The answer is no.
But he's fighting.
Did he put his foot down in the press conference? He did.
Yeah.
Do you respect that?
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Coach is like, y'all wasting time, really. Yeah. I'm ready to get up out of here.
They have me for 12 minutes. If you guys want to fight for the 12 minutes, it's fine. I'll do whatever you want for these 12 minutes. At number 4, the person who broke it down for us, that is Elliot Shore Parks, was able to tell us who the fight was between and who is best in those press conferences. So Elliott Shore Park's back in the power rankings at number four.
Not necessarily for getting any scoops.
No.
Out of respect.
And
again, he doesn't listen to this, so he'll never know.
No. Oh, yeah. He never follows the power rankings. At number three, Jeff McClain, who did during this Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings week have his report on the Uncovering the Birds podcast that several players and coaches were frustrated with Jalen Hurts. Jeff McClain at number two, or at number three, rather. At number two, and holding strong, and somebody who said he is gunning for this award this year, that is belt holder Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, he continues to just have scoops.
Yeah. He does.
Jalen picks and chooses when he wants to lead. That's
those
a big
aren't scoops. Those are takes.
Right. Well,
or
reckless speculation.
We don't know. Yeah. We don't know. And at number one, there has not been anything new, but nobody, I mean, it is the biggest scoop of the year so far, at least in terms of the Eagles, that is D-Gun. So D-Gun sits at number one on the Eagles.
Still sitting at one?
No one's
got to throw him.
No one else has done anything significant.
Wow.
D-Gun, you know, look, it's sort of like this. You know, I don't follow college football, but if the best team in the country is the best team in the country, and maybe they have a bye week or something, you know, they usually stay at number one.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a wins a win type week for D-Gun.
Yes,
oh, okay.
We need more.
Through it. Yeah,
we need more.
Two straight weeks of blowouts.
Yes,
but
he ain't gonna win on this. You know, right. The award's not until April. All right,
he's just ahead of the rankings.
He is. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Damn,
what's up, OG?
Where you been?
I'm not like Chuck, that little guy. I gotta let my emotions subside, and that way I can, as a man, I can come here with a sound mind and not acting out of, you know. No, fire him, train him, get rid of him, all that old monkey stuff. I don't do all that. You know what I'm saying?
So
we appreciate the passion.
It just dawned on me.
Yes, sir.
That's what the Chuck thing is about right now. It's him and OG.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
There we go.
He's attacking Jalen.
The Jalen battle become a proxy for Chuck versus OG.
Yes.
I like it.
can you answer me this, OG? If it comes to it, could we put you two in a boxing ring?
No, absolutely.
Dude. Yes, please do.
I think only one person's coming out of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a battle to the death. That's loser leave town. That's a loser leave town
fashion.
Yeah.
Jack, you've never even been in a fight. So
I'm not saying that I would fight. I'm saying you two would be a problem.
Both me and Chuck have been in the ring before, not against one another, but we both have boxing experience, okay? So let's just keep it at that. Now, let me ask you guys a question.
Yes.
You got Derek Gunn as this number one thing. Well, how is that when Diana Cecini is the one that brought it out? And he said, well, I heard her say it, and then I said, I might as well bring it out. He's reporting the same thing that she said, but she was the one that brought it out first. So I'm challenging that, Derek's spot. How about that?
She's national.
Yeah, challenge recorded.
We get it. Yes.
Okay. Long as we noted that. Now, listen.
Challenge is noted.
Y'all talking about play callers and all this stuff. Instead of the major shakeup, like bringing someone outside in and all that old crazy stuff, why not get the guy, Scott Leffler, the one that's the quarterback coach, who has experience in calling plays, maybe not at the NFL level, but he was a head coach at Bowling Green. He called his own plays, and Jason Avant vouched for him, said that he's a bright guy, he's a great play caller. I think that Nick would be wise to say, hey, Kevin, why don't you and him work together on this and y'all do it together? You know what I'm saying? I think that would be a better thing because I think he has a little bit more, not connection, but a little bit. To me, when I hear Jalen speak about KP, it's more commercial and not being trying to be dish or throw him out there. But I don't hear like
KP sounds the same way when he talks about Jalen.
Right. So so obviously there's something wrong there. And then we got AJ, who now has shown and told us all that he ain't about just winning. If he ain't going to win with him being involved like that, he ain't with that. So that means he's not bought in. And we've been talking about on this show, Ike, you just spoke about it.
Yep.
Everybody has to be bought in.
Yep.
If you're not bought in on what the coach is trying to facilitate in terms of what to allow the team to win, then that means you half-assing it. So that means when things don't go your way, you're not going to run on fully on play, commit to plays. So that means your quarterback can't trust that you're going to be in the right. It's just, to me, it's just off balance. And this whole thing, it seems a little, and I know everybody say that Jalen has the control. I think that because Jalen got a lot of, and Nick got a lot of criticism last week on Jalen calling, changing the plays. I think Nick told him this week,
oh God,
we call a play, you run it.
Oh God.
And fortunately, no, I'm not in a negative way. Fortunately, it worked out for the offensive flow on Sunday, but you noticed that Smitty was not as involved as he normally do against Dallas. Smitty is the one that kills Dallas.
All right.
You ain't see him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you guys.
Yeah. I'm with
I'm
you.
I'm just giving y'all a.
I don't think
knowledge gonna, without college. I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to demote the offensive coordinator for the quarterback coach.
And that's not what I said.
Well, you can't have two people be the offensive coordinator. That doesn't work.
Why can't you?
Because you can't. Because either one person's in charge or nobody's in charge. That's how it works.
What do you think the Lions are doing right now? Dude is still the offensive coordinator.
Yes, but Ben Johnson, not Ben Johnson, Dan Campbell is the play caller.
That's what I'm saying. So let Kevin Petullo remain as the offensive coordinator.
And the quarterback coach call the plays? Like what?
Yes,
no.
What's wrong with that?
It's not going to happen. All right. OG, happy Thanksgiving.
If it happens, right, do I get Insider of the Month?
Of the year, of the century.
Yeah, I
guess. You're the best of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a happy Thanksgiving, OG? Do you have a hot food take for us today?
What's a hot food take?
Well, I guess the answer is no. If he can't say the answer himself, he doesn't have an answer.
Yes, he was locked out.
Yeah. All right. Tommy Down the Shore joins us after Ike tells you about Surfside.
That's right. Football is in full swing. Well, the Surfside's going to be rolling tonight and tomorrow and Friday.
Yeah. Oh man, that's Saturday, Sunday.
I'm just saying for everybody.
You're working on Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, man.
I meant for everybody, not just me.
Okay.
And we're bringing you the tailgate must-have. Now, listen, there's nothing more refreshing than an ice cold Surfside to enjoy while you cheer on the home team. Made with real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation. It's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's self. Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and
happy baby, Taylor.
stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
How do you put up with that guy?
Well, he's waiting.
Yeah. Well, it's not Friday, but we do have a special Thanksgiving Eve call from the great Tommy Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike.
Tommy Down the Shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a creation, then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the Shore.
Tommy!
Yeah, Mike. Yes, Mike. Yes, Jack. Big, not too big baloney business, baby. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude. Tommy, we need you right now. They need you to bring them together. What the hell is going on with the birds?
Listen, you know me. I'm the eternal optimist, right?
Yes.
But I got to be honest. I mean, losing the way we did to Dallas, that was very demoralizing. You know what I mean? But listen, let's still stop and smell the roses again, right? Because
yes.
We got another opportunity Friday. You know what I mean? We got an 8-3 record. We're defending champs. So I'm going to keep trying to infuse some positivity. But that right at that moment when they ended up losing that game, that was no baloney, no joy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
It does feel like a no baloney, no joy moment. Now, Tommy, you must be a huge Thanksgiving guy.
I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday. You know what I mean? Going to have a nice little family gathering. Kind of not too many people, just kind of immediate family. You know what I mean? But a couple of my favorite relatives are going to be there. I probably mentioned them to you fellas before. Like my Uncle Ronnie. He's the one, he likes smashing beer cans on his head all the time. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. We all have one of those.
Yeah. That's right. And it's a completely useless skill. You know what I mean? But he's like turned it into like an art form. You know what I mean? He can smash a beer can on his head and eat an apple at the same time. You know what I mean? I mean, not many people could do that. You know what I mean?
No. That's as the saying goes, you know, it's not walk and chew gum at the same time. It's smash a beer can on your head and eat an apple at the same time.
That's right. It's not easy. And then you got my cousin Louis. You know what I mean? Great guy. He's strange, though. He does everything better backwards. You know what I mean? Like, he can run faster backwards than he can forward. You know what I mean? And when he's driving, he drives better in reverse. You know what I mean? He's a much better driver in reverse. You know what I mean? And when we used to play hoops, it was very frustrating when we were kids because he would constantly score on a wrong hoop. You know what I mean? Because his brain is wired in reverse. You know what I mean?
Wow, that is an interesting issue for him to have, actually.
Very strange. I'm not sure if there's a diagnosis. But it's, but he's a great guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
He's a normal guy for the most part.
For sure.
You can have a nice spread, you know, turkey, ham, mashed potatoes, stuffing. But you guys know my favorite part of Thanksgiving is the leftovers because I got my patented Tommy Down the Shore Thanksgiving smoothies. Just a refresher. You take them leftovers, right? You put them together. You consolidate. And then you need like a robust blender, a strong blender. You know what I mean? And you take all them leftovers, you smash them together, you put it in the blender, you blend and you blend and you blend. But be careful, because if you're not careful, it can explode. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And you keep blending and blending. Listen, it's an absolute nightmare, but it's delicious. You know what I mean?
So most people make a big sandwich with all the leftovers. You're making a smoothie.
A smoothie?
So I guess what you're putting in the smoothie, you're putting turkey, of course.
That's right.
You're putting maybe some green bean casserole in there.
Absolutely.
Yes, you're putting some stuffing in there.
Absolutely, stuffing, lots of gravy. Gravy is kind of what puts it together.
Right,
it together,
right,
you know
right.
I mean?
That sounds horrible, honestly.
Yeah.
It's like I said, it's a nightmare. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's delicious. It's a delicious like nightmare. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a smoothie meets porridge. You know what I mean? Somewhere in between.
You know beautiful.
What I mean? So
you guys should try this year. See,
are you guys collard green guys?
Yeah.
I know.
Yes.
Absolutely. All greens.
All right. We got to get rid of the green bean casserole. Get the green bean casserole out.
And the collard
greens. And bring the collard greens in. Yes.
Yes.
That's a good substitute. And it's probably healthier, too. You know what I mean?
Well, the problem is the collard greens are good when there's a ham, some sort of ham in there as well.
Oh,
at least you cook it with.
Yeah,
you know,
as your seasoning. Yes,
your seasoning.
Yeah, you put pork in there. You like ham in yours?
Well, I can't anymore. But
that's true.
Here we go. Well, no. But the greens with some garlic and, you know, get enough garlic in there.
We put turkey
makes up
in
for
ours, but because Renee doesn't eat pork.
But doesn't eat pork.
Yeah, I do, but she doesn't.
Yeah, Tommy, it sounds
like
the fact
that she doesn't eat pork, but she eats bacon.
Well, that is.
Well, that's that
well,
makes
no, we
no
know.
Sense.
Hey, well, yeah. Believe me, I know. That's she gets away with that.
I tell you, bacon. Can you have bacon with Thanksgiving? I just got an idea there. Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, put it in the
bacon wrapped. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Tommy. I didn't mean to interrupt your flow.
No, that's definitely. You just gave me a great idea. Well, I'm adding that to the menu.
The other thing, Tommy, is this Thanksgiving smoothie sounds like there's a lot of protein in there, which is
well, absolutely a lot of absolutely.
Could you say the word for me?
Protein.
There you go.
All right. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I would like to say to celebrate Thanksgiving, I wrote a new Thanksgiving poem, special for Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Yes.
Here it is.
Okay.
Poetry is what I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This one's called Oceans of Gravy. You know what I mean? Here we go.
Okay. Oceans of Gravy?
Oceans of Gravy for young and for old. Mountains of mashed potatoes and string bean casseroles. Towers of turkey shall rise and never fall. Cranberry and stuffing. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Oh,
wow. That is beautiful.
That's fellas. That's more sentimental. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Not quite as stupid as some of the other ones.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was not stupid at all.
Yeah, that was a real one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was from the heart. That was from the heart. You know what I mean?
I had a tear in my eye. Guys, before we get Tommy's prediction for Friday, do we want him to do his two hit poems?
Please. Please.
Sure.
The crowd's begging.
Yeah. Could you do Is It Oil or Is It Oil?
Absolutely. I would love to. Here we go. Is it oil or is it oil? Did the milk spoil or did it spoil? Do hot dogs boil or do they boil? Where do plants grow? In the soul or in the soil? Is it oil or is it oil?
The soil one is the one that kills me.
Then you say soul, right? Plants and flowers in the soil, right?
In the soul.
In the soul.
Right?
In the soul. Yeah. Soil.
That's right. That's right.
And now for the capper, for the headliner, Eat the Gabagool?
Absolutely. Here we go. Sometimes in life, we all play the fool. So when you feel like an idiot, eat the gabagool. What's the gabagool? Well, it's a certain type of ham. Eat the gabagool, and soon you'll make the plan. Eat the gabagool, and soon you'll be the man.
Oh, man.
There you go.
You are a wordsmith, Tommy.
I didn't realize until I started doing these poems with you guys that I was, but I guess I am.
Oh, my God. Oh, is it soul or is it soil? Oh, my God. So, Tommy, what happens on Friday?
I'm a little concerned, but I feel like this is a game where the defense will help dominate the overall score, you know what I mean? But this could, from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, the Bears don't have a very good defense, right?
They do not.
Right.
Right. So here's an opportunity. I'm going to infuse some positivity. I think it'll still be a defensive dominant game, but I think the offense will start getting its rhythm. I'm going to say 30-17 Birds.
30-17.
Right, 30-17.
That is a Tommy kind of prediction.
I like it.
That's more kind of in the wheelhouse. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yep. Well, have a great Thanksgiving with the beer guy and the reverse guy. And, of course, on Friday, you'll settle in and watch Eagles-Bears and have your Thanksgiving smoothie. And thank you, as always, Tommy. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. I love you guys. I will talk to you next week. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Go Birds. Baloney Sopranos over and 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 out.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying? Down the shore.
Oceans of Gravy.
Yep.
Oceans of Gravy.
Yeah, Baloney Sopranos. Oceans of Gravy.
Seems like Is It Oil or Is It Oil is growing on you.
I love Is It Oil or Is It Oil.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to eat the gabagool, you know, that's my thing. But Is It Oil or Is It Oil is a huge hit. I mean, it's a hit. Everyone loves it. So, Jack, what are we speaking of things that everybody loves? What is coming up in the top five at five?
Oh, man.
What?
The five most pressure-packed gambling situations.
Oh, wow.
Gambling situation.
The five. Did something last night inspire this?
No.
Okay.
No. We'll get to it.
Okay.
Pressure-packed gambling situation.
Yes. All right. That is coming up next.
I'm thinking.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.